From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
What do these names have in common? Dead and Company, The Black Keys, Jay-Z, Chance the Rapper, Greta Van Fleet.
I don't know who that is.
The Killers. These are all now contemporary pop artists and rappers and things like that.
Okay.
Headlining Woodstock this year for the 50th anniversary.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I mean, I like my Jay-Z as much as the next guy, I suppose. But really?
Jay-Z and the Killers.
I don't see myself going all the way out to New York to get into a mud fest.
Right.
You know, for 3 days to see Jay-Z and the Killers.
And when is it going to be?
It's going to be on the 50th anniversary in August.
August, okay.
Now, there's talk that Santana, who were at the original Woodstock in 1969, are going to play. But I don't
You should have know. People who played.
If they're still alive.
If
it's
still
50
alive.
Years.
Yes.
So, of the people who are still alive, the Who, a couple of people from the Who anyway.
Okay.
Santana. Sly and the Family Stone, some of Jefferson Airplane, but a lot of them are retired. See, this is the thing. A lot of these folks are retired. Even
well,
they if they are
go,
around, they
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, but they can go play for Woodstock.
Yeah. Let's celebrate 50 years of Woodstock, I guess. That's fine.
With Jay-Z. Is he bringing Beyonce?
No.
My August just freed up.
I know, right? Because I was thinking, you know, 50th anniversary, who's going to miss that? And then, but what could it be? I mean, when you really think about it.
Yeah. But you know what? It would be fun to have the 50th anniversary of Woodstock be a classic rock jam fest.
Well, even if they brought in rockers from the 80s and 90s that are around, like look at Pearl Jam and those kind of guys.
They could do some cover songs from the original folks.
Foo Fighters.
Could,
yeah, absolutely. These guys, I think, would be a little more credible. There you go. This is not a show about music. This is a show about celebrities. The two could not be further apart today. What's going on?
If you're wondering about Ben Affleck's fragile sobriety,
I do every day.
Now that
day.
He's back in a relationship with Saturday Night Live producer Lindsay Shookus.
Hey, look, how long has he been out of rehab? It hasn't even been a year.
No.
Don't they say that you should not get into a serious relationship for at least a year after you know?
Yeah, but maybe this is
sauce.
This is a rehash.
He has
this
been to rehab three times, hasn't he?
Well, there's that. And,
the relationship is a rehash.
Yes.
Anyway.
So it's rehash all the way around.
But I worry day and night about Ben Affleck.
Do you?
I do.
Aww.
I do. That's the kind of guy I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Deep. Deep
That's
well.
That's me. Deep.
Yes. Down to the soul.
Deep something.
Deep something. Well, we hear Lindsay doesn't drink around Ben.
Well, good. That would not be good. That would be bad, bad.
She does not keep alcohol in her home.
Good. Good for her.
And in fact,
sources
say that Lindsay is like his sober coach.
Mm. Okay.
And she makes sure that other people don't drink around him either.
That's only going to last so long.
It is.
But you know what? He's supposed to get stronger, too. I know a lot of recovering alcoholics who will go into bars and they'll have just a glass of water.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. And they handle it fine.
They do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for his part, Ben is not hanging out at SNL after parties.
Well, that would be a bad thing.
that probably would.
That would not be good.
Because those are full-on boozers.
They sure are. I think Ben should head back to the hotel after the show.
Because that would change the vernacular of the party.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, everyone. Ben's coming to our after party.
Here.
Ben!
Hide the booze!
Sparkling water for everybody.
Oh, yeah. What fun.
Get your flask ready.
I tell you what, that's a rager right there. Sparkling water.
And flask. Yes. So as for those ubiquitous paparazzi shots, I mean, how often do you get to use that word?
You are the woman today.
There are shots of the couple walking with giant coffees. A source explains they drink coffee.
A lot of coffee, I'm sure. They probably should make a deal with Starbucks.
Who knows? Maybe there's hot chocolate in one
of
those cups.
If they do Starbucks, they're going to misspell Lindsay's name. You just know it.
Of course.
Shook up. What was that? Shook up. Shook up. Your drink's ready. Shook up.
All right. So Ryan Reynolds.
Love Ryan.
Love Ryan. Love Ryan.
Yeah, he's Ryan's awesome.
Good looking guy too.
Well, don't
he gave his
that.
Instagram.
Well, sometimes I do. But,
you know, as International Women's Day.
Yes.
We should be able to gawk at all the men we want. And we should hashtag all over the place.
Yeah, and women.
Oh, sure.
Equal,
yes.
Equal opportunity.
And women. Yeah,
yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hashtagging Ryan Reynolds today on International Women's Day.
Sure.
Making women happy for 42 years. Ask Scarlett Johansson. She probably doesn't want to agree with that, but that's okay.
No, because she probably bored him to death.
Yeah.
They didn't go together.
No, they really didn't fit,
no.
Did they? No. He's better off with Blake.
Yes.
Look at us giving relationship advice here on this show.
We need to, because we know a lot.
7 years of doing this every damn day of our life, we know a little bit about celebrity relationships, don't we?
Absolutely.
God, and, you know what? We could be the next Loveline.
Hey, if you have a question about your relationships, life in general,
yes.
Send them to Mr. Van Camp and say, Dear Morgan.
Dear Morgan.
I need advice.
At the Who Cares News.
Yeah, I would be happy to answer your questions.
I think you're being serious. That's
sure,
a serious appeal.
Yeah.
All right, we could do that.
Fun times. Back to Ryan Reynolds.
Because, you know.
Yes. Ryan, I'm happy for you. He gave his Instagram followers a glimpse into his childhood this week with an adorable photo of himself as a toddler.
It was really?
Cute. Summer of 1980 in Vancouver, Canada.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The little tiny Ryan is grinning at the camera in a vintage black and white snapshot. And he's sporting a pair of swimming trunks as he poses next to a pool. This is Ryan Reynolds 3, and he's enjoying the water at Kids Community Center wading pool. Well, it goes on to list the would-be actor's home address.
They used to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom's got clippings of me. You know, when I was every time there was a birthday, she'd send it to the newspaper and on the society page. They'd list little Johnny Van Camp, and he lives at 53 Norman Way. It's like, why did they do that? Why did they do that? Hello?
Well, for future generations to go by and gawk at the house.
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anybody wants 53 Norman Way, Bolsa Knowles, California. There you go.
Bolsa Knowles.
Well, it's actually Salinas. Yeah. I don't want to bother any of the people living at 53 Norman Way in Salinas. You know they're going to get like
Norman
the Brady
Way.
Bunch house.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's going to go. Yeah. They got to take the picture. It's like Van Camp grew up here.
Yes. Yeah. Can we come to your shower?
Yeah, right.
Can we come take a shower at 53 Norman Way?
Right, right. There you go. Anyway, Ryan Reynolds.
That was the caption at that time.
Yeah.
So Ryan wrote his own present day caption for the post.
What did he say?
This is from my hometown newspaper. Back in the day, I think it's smart they discontinued the want to know where this child lives section. Hashtag holy S.
Yes. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you. And same to you.
Yeah, thank you. Because, you know, sometimes I'm
you're
in touch.
You're a big old girl.
I'm in touch with my inner girl.
Yeah, your feminine side.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yes.
But I got to be careful how I touch it. All right. See you Monday. Have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.